Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
I'm very proud of myself. I don't like heights. I think we've discussed this on the show many times. I usually get my wife to do things that require stepping up on a ladder. But I built a pergola outside our backyard. So basically, where our decking is, I just kind of covered it. I built this frame and then put like polycarbonate sheets, see-through perspex on it. This is years ago. But every now and again, you have to clean it. And usually I offer my young fella a fiver and go, you go up there now and I'll give you a fiver or whatever. And he gets, but he wasn't interested. He's a teenager now and he's like, fiver? What's that going to get me?
He wants a tenner now. Yeah, 50 quid.
He wasn't asking. He just gone and went, no, I'm going to help my friends. I was like, okay, fair enough. So then I decided, right, I'm going to get up there, but I'm going to be smart about this. I'm not, because like he usually takes up like a bucket of water and like we have this kind of long 3 meter cleaning brush, almost like that. So he doesn't have to go too far out on the pergola, obviously, as it slopes down to the ground. So I said, no, I'm going to be smart. I'm going to take the power washer up and I'm going to plug it into the bath. I put the holes on the bath. No matter what connection I tried, I could not get it to go on the bath tap.
Oh, gotcha.
It wasn't happening.
Yeah, yeah.
So then after about like an hour of that and getting sprayed everywhere, I was absolutely drenched. And obviously it's cold water, so you're lashing cold water into the thing. Tracy went, wait a minute, were you trying to plug it into the bath? I was like, yeah. She's like, the hose is really long. Just throw the hose up onto it. I was like, oh, right. Thanks for telling me that an hour ago. So anyway.
But you didn't ask for help.
I didn't ask for help. I just went at it.
Hang on, I'm confused.
Oh, sorry. There's a tap outside the back garden.
Yeah.
So I could plug the hose in there.
What were you trying to plug into the bath?
The hose. For the water to get into the power washer.
Why did you not think of the tap outside?
Because sometimes I don't think of these things.
This is the exact conversation I have with my wife, Maria.
You know?
Your wife is clever.
I lashed up the hose, plugged into the thing, it was fine. And then I stepped out of my son's window in the back bedroom onto the pergola. Absolutely cacked my pants.
Especially because it's see-through.
And obviously, look, they're polycarbonate, they're bulletproof sheets of things. That's not why I bought them. I'm not expecting anyone to shoot upwards into my pergola, but that's just what they are. But I'm sure it could take my weight. But obviously, I only stand on the bits that are supported by the wooden rafters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then they're getting wetter as I'm power washing,
and then I'm going.
If I slip now, whatever. Obviously, all these thoughts are going through your head. So, as Tracy said, as she looked out the window at one point, she said, you're a brave little boy. And I was a brave little boy. And I got it all done. And I have to say, the bit where you just step out the window is like, say, 3/4 of the way along the length of the pergola. So those bits near the window, I feel kind of okay with that. But as soon as I started venturing down away from the window, and like, that's when it got really scary.
Had you any harness?
No. Next time I'm thinking of investing in some kind of harness. Cause
a bit of rope or something.
Like, I don't know what my heart rate would have been doing that, but like it's not active. I'm just using the gun of the thing to spray away the moss and the bird poo and the whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not like scrubbing and giving, but I would say my heart rate was up around like 130 or 140.
How long were you up there for?
I was up there for a good 40 minutes. Like.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. And then I got down out of the thing, took the power hose down, and then went to turn off the tap, the back garden tap, and it wouldn't turn off for about an hour.
Oh.
I don't know what, it was locked in some way, and obviously it was spraying water all over the place, and I'm trying to get this covering the deck, and I'm putting buckets down, and what am I going to do with all this water? And eventually I managed to hammer the thing off. But
you're the reason we have water shortages in this country.
Yeah. You.
Fingal County Council, I apologise. That was me power washing and then having the thing on. But I was a brave little boy.
You were.
I was thinking this morning that maybe, you know, there are other people in the world who've been brave. Not necessarily this weekend, but in general. Like, Cathal, you, in the face of advice from almost everybody telling you not to do it, you went and got your ear pierced.
I did.
And aren't you happy with that?
And I did it on air.
You did it on air, which was super brave.
Yeah, that was a brave move. Yeah. I am a brave little boy too.
Yeah.
I'm not sure people were telling him not to do it because of the danger or the pain.
No, the look.
Yeah.
I mean, he overcame the negativity around his...
Oh, and I'm brave for both the pain and the look.
And sporting the look.
And now aren't you happy to have it done?
Yeah, and everyone loves it.
See?
Don't you all?
Yeah.
I do.
It's gorgeous.
But maybe you ate the gherkin in your burger that you never eat. Maybe you... Maybe you drove that scary roundabout. When were you a brave little boy or a brave little girl?
Or got rid of a spider.
Or got rid of a spider, Marie. Did you get rid of a spider?
No, you're not that brave. No, I usually put a glass on it and ask Johnny when he's going to come home.
Even putting the glass on the spider requires a little bit of bravery.
Just because I have to get close to it, but I do that because the thought of losing it makes me want to move out.
Let's go to the phones and have a chat to Sandra Powers in Tremore. Hiya, Sandra.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What was your little act of bravery?
Bravery or insanity, I'm not sure, Dave.
What'd you do?
I opened a business in the middle of COVID.
In the middle of COVID?
Yeah, as you do.
That is equal parts brave and equal parts insane, all right. What was the business?
It is called the Lady Slit Lingerie, and we're in Tremore in County Waterford.
Right, and so when you say open up, you didn't just open up a business that was only operating online. I presume you got a bricks and mortar place as well, do you?
Yeah, a shop.
Right.
So I suppose we'd already had one lockdown, and I was like, that's it now.
That'll be done, yeah.
So it was a dream I'd had for a long time, and I was given a push by another local businesswoman in the area. And I said to my sister, would you be interested in if I was to open the laundry shop, would you come and work with me? And she said I will.
She said, so she's equally brave / insane.
Correct. Yeah, I think she was kind of like, sure, why not?
And come here, did people tell you were crazy to try it?
No, everyone kind of went. Like, we opened it within, I think, 6 to 8 weeks after having the original conversation.
Right.
And everyone was like, God, fair play to you.
That's
but
good.
Now. Now they're saying to me, I'm really glad it worked out. Because I didn't want to say it at the time. But, like, I thought you were mad.
They were being polite at the time and encouraging.
Absolutely. Everyone was like, oh, yeah, great news, Andrew. Well done. And it's now they're able to come back because, thankfully, we'll be open 4 years in August.
Amazing.
And, it's going great.
That's great to hear. But also great that the friends and people around you are supportive enough to give you all that support while quietly behind your back going, did you hear what Sandra's thinking of doing? Mother of God.
And they were like, oh yeah, typical Sandra, just take an idea and run with it.
Well, listen, you've proved them wrong. You're fair play to you. Here you go. You're nearly 4 years open. And the Lady Slip Lingerie, is there an online thing people can go look at if they're not into more?
Yeah, there surely is. It's TLS, as in the Lady Slip, TLSlingerie.ie.
Brilliant. Listen, Sandra, you're an inspiration to us all. Fair play to you.
Thank you so
much. Have a cracking day.
Dave.
See you later.
You
bye.
Too. Take care. Bye.
Judy's been in touch about her bravery as well.
Morning, Dave. The brave thing that I did this week was, after eating my weight in chocolate, cake, ice cream, everything that I could get my hands on sugar-wise, I made myself go in and face the scales in my Slimming World class. That took a bit of bravery because I was tempted to just ignore it and not go in. So that's my bravery.
Very brave, Judy Marie. You understand
so
that bravery,
brave.
Don't you?
Yeah. It's so brave because everything within you is saying, just don't do it. If you don't know, it doesn't matter. Don't do it.
Melissa's on the phone in Leash. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
How are you doing? Are you well?
I'm good. I'm really good.
And have you got a story of a little act of bravery for me?
Well, I don't know if it's bravery or stupidity.
Go on, yeah.
But 2 years ago, during the summer, it was one of the hottest days we had. We were all out in the back garden and I was looking up at the roof and I said, geez, I'd love to get that moss cleared off.
Oh, yeah, the moss is up on the tiles now.
Yes.
Yeah.
All up to the tiles. Fully convinced I could do it. I got my husband to take out the ladders. Got the ladders up, got into the groove where the two parts of our roof meet.
Right.
Started climbing up. And noticed, I was thinking, climbing up, oh God, these tiles are hot because I could feel it in my hands.
I'm already sweating even listening to your story, but now the fact that the hot tiles are... Okay, go on.
Instead of getting down, I decided, right, I'll just make it to the top and sit across the top of the
roof
to give my hands a break. I was in shorts, may I add.
Hang on, did you not have gloves on?
No.
And you're in shorts. Melissa, come on. I don't, like, I literally wouldn't go, I wouldn't hammer a nail into a wall without my work pants, my steel cap boots, my protective glasses. You're doing this in shorts and no gloves.
Shorts, no gloves, best. I could have had flip-flops on, I can't remember, but anyway. Got to the top, decided I'd sit there to give my hands a break.
Yeah.
Sure, I couldn't sit because it was so hot, like I could feel like I burnt my home. So I had to stand at the top of the roof. I was thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have to ring the fire brigade to get me down.
Yeah.
Because listening to your story, my heart palpitated, even thinking about what I did. But listening to you, I was feeling your pain.
Yeah.
Standing up there. So about 15 or 20 minutes of coaxing from my husband to say, put your foot there. Blowing on my hands. I eventually got back down.
Oh my God, Melissa. That is not a small act of bravery. That is insanely brave. Well, it's actually insane as well. But come here, like, I love the fact that your husband coaxed you for 15, 20 minutes, but he didn't go and get you.
I know. He probably thought he deserved to be.
Oh my God, I can just picture you standing on top of the roof. Oh my God.
Yeah, so I felt your pain yesterday.
Yeah.
Palpitations, yeah. I'm even thinking about it now.
Melissa, I'm thinking about you and your burnt arse straddled across the roof.
I did eventually get a roof ladder and finish it.
You did? You went back up?
I did.
Oh my God. No,
I did.
That's where you're far braver than I am. Far braver, Melissa. Thanks a million for that story, you legend. Go on, talk to you later.
Thanks, Dave.
Love bye, bye, bye. Thank you. Bye. Ollie's been in touch as well.
On the 30th of March, I'm going to Cumbelogan Offaly, the Irish Parachute Club, to go back retraining, doing my level 1 AFF, which is accelerated free fall, jumping from 10,000 feet.
Wow.
I'll have two instructors. They'll be assisting me out of the plane, but I'll be landing the parachute on my own. So that's my act of bravery, but I'm doing it for Youth Suicide Prevention Ireland. You know, we all know people that are unfortunately lost their battle with depression, so I'm doing it for that. Anyways, God bless.
Here, here, Ollie. Fair play to you. That's an amazing thing you're doing. But I love the fact that the instructors are going to assist you out of the plane, which is definitely parachute plane talk for chuck you out of the plane. That's brilliant, Ollie. Fair play. That is proper brave. You know I absolutely wouldn't do that. And Steph's been in touch to show her absolute bravery, not just of her, but the bravery of herself and her sister. Go on, Steph.
Hi, Dave. Myself and my cousin drank 4 bottles of Prosecco between us yesterday, and we were so brave this morning and got up for work.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.